Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. We'll get back to that in a moment. Today, more than 70 million Americans age 50 and older, 4 out of 5 older adults, suffer from at least one chronic condition. The result is decreased quality of life and big costs for our healthcare system. In fact, more than 2/3 of America's healthcare costs involve treating chronic illnesses among older Americans. What if we had the power to change the odds in our favor and reclaim the vitality and good health we all deserve? Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a family physician, a nutritional researcher, and author, and he says we have that power to live longer, reduce the need for medications, and improve overall health dramatically by eating a nutrient-rich diet. Dr. Fuhrman says the issue isn't about willpower, it's about knowledge. And today we'll hear about a scientifically proven plan optimizing the therapeutic potential of nutrition. Dr. Fuhrman is actively involved in scientific research in human nutrition. His discoveries on food addiction and human hunger have changed the scientific landscape regarding hunger and appetite control. He's the author of 3 Steps to Incredible Health, and we welcome him to the show right now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fuhrman.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here with you today.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $3,000, and we can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. And with a pledge of support at the $195 level, our thank you gift to you will be the Incredible Health Combo. This combo package includes the 3 Steps to Incredible Health, 2-book set, 6 DVDs, a Get Started workbook, and a website membership. Get this great combo package offered by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, my guest, and support public radio for a pledge of $195. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Dr. Fuhrman, your books are dedicated to every American who is suffering with chronic disease. So this health combo, then, it's not just for someone who wants to lose weight. This isn't necessarily about weight per se. It's geared towards anybody who wants to improve their health.
Well, yes and no. I mean, first of all, I mean, I think every American deserves never to have a heart attack, not to have a stroke in their life, not to get demented when they get older. And of course, let's win the war on cancer, too. In other words, whether you have a disease or not, even if you're in perfect health, I mean, I'm in excellent health. I still don't want to have a heart attack. I don't want to be demented when I get older. I'm almost 60 years old. But the point is that the American diet, the way people are eating today, virtually guarantees they develop cancer if they live long enough. And all Americans, when they die in car accidents, by the time they're 50 years old, have significant atherosclerosis. In other words, who is there out there that doesn't want this kind of protection against diseases that are nutritionally induced? And if you think that this is not for you, maybe you should learn more, because I'm saying that this is for everybody. Now, it's true that more people have lost between 50 to 100 pounds on this high-nutrient diet than any other program, I would think, in history. In other words, we have thousands of success stories of people who've lost weight because of the power of nutritional density, of nutritional adequacy, to remove food addictions and food cravings that undermine the success of any diet style. In other words, without meeting your micronutrient needs and being adequate, which is, of course, the secret to preventing cancer and heart disease, too, but without achieving that nutritional competency, then we have unrelenting and uncontrollable food cravings that virtually guarantee a person's going to fail with any diet they choose to follow. And so, yes, for overweight people, this is a no-brainer. Everybody has to learn about this. But what about the rest of Americans who are not overweight? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's that worth to you not to have a heart attack or a stroke in your future? I mean, the point here is that nutritional science has now advanced to the point, you know, we can get a man on the moon, we can do all these things, but science has advanced to the point where we now nutritionally can prevent heart attacks, can wipe out heart disease in America, and prevent people from getting strokes and demented. And to me, that's worth $1 million, not $195. That's worth my $195 million. I mean, to me, in other words, it's priceless. Let's have people dramatically extend their lifespan and take away the fear of an early death. But it's not just about dying. Mm-hmm. It's about, as we get older, America has the worst healthy life expectancy of most any country around the world, and that means people in America suffer. They're on medications. They have hemorrhoids, gallstones, kidney stones, reflux, constipation. You know, they're taking medications for high blood pressure, cholesterol-lowering, diabetes. They're shooting themselves up. They're getting dialysis. They're, you know, in other words, life becomes a hell in America because the diet of most Americans eat is so deadly. And so here I'm saying, why not make a disease-protective diet taste great, taste gourmet, get rid of your addictions, and let's improve the health of all Americans, which will put our economy back on the road again. It'll stop the health care crisis. You know, Washington is not going to be able to stop this because we have the most sickly and overweight population in the history of the human race. So, Anne, yes, I'm saying this is for everybody. I mean, we graduate from high school, colleges, and professional schools, and the most critical information people could have learned that is so essential for protecting our future health and controlling our health destiny, people know nothing about. So it's critical for everybody.
My guest is Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He's a research director of the Nutritional Research Project, family physician, and our guest today. And if you want to speak with Dr. Fuhrman, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And just to remind you that this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $195 and pick up the Three Steps to Incredible Health combo. It includes two books, six DVDs, a workbook, and more. And it's a great value and will help you improve your life and learn to lead a healthier lifestyle. And you will be supporting public radio. Pick up this combo as your thank you gift for a pledge at the $195 level. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make the call right now. It's somewhat ironic, Dr. Fuhrman, that we have the most sickly, overweight population in history in the United States. And yet, if you go to the grocery store, everything that you're talking about in your books that's healthy for us and good for us and will make us healthier is available there. It's not like we don't have access to these things.
That's correct. And, people are fearful of change. We've allowed the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry to control government to a degree and give us wrong information about nutrition. People have been brainwashed. And, and people believe the myth that going to doctors and taking drugs for their blood pressure or their diabetes is going to make them live longer, as if doctors are going to make us, are the nirvana to long health and a long life. And, in fact, the reality is the opposite is true. I mean, I'm a physician, but I think that we know from the major studies around the world and from tracking people's expenditure on healthcare and medication that the more you spend on medications, the more exposure to medical care, the worse your healthy life expectancy gets, and that and medicines are not the answer to our long and healthy life. The answer, because they almost function as permission slips to enable people to continue the same disease-causing diet style that created the initial problem to begin with. In other words, it was the diet style that caused the atherosclerosis, the stiffening of the blood vessels, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the headaches, the pain, the joint pains, the fibromyalgia, whatever problems you're having was caused by the inadequacies, primarily the inadequacies of the American diet style. And then you go to a doctor and he gives you, instead of saying, well, look, taking you by the neck and say, you got to start eating, eggplant and tomatoes and green vegetables and berries, and you got to start. These are the nutrients your body needs to function. The onions and mushrooms give you quercetin and bioflavonoids that are so essential for the immune system, lining the digestive tract, otherwise you develop Crohn's disease. Instead of explaining what you need to do, he gives you a pill which just enables you and subconsciously enables you to continue the same lifestyle that created the problem to begin with, so inevitably you get sicker and sicker and sicker with each passing day and year. It's as if you took your car to the mechanic, and with the flashing oil light on your dashboard, flashing oil, 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 all he did is cut the wire so you couldn't see that the car required the oil, and you just drove it around without being aware of it. But the point I'm making here is that it's the combination between lots of factors that develop this social and philosophical positioning of Americans to think that they can eat any kind of thing and that they can eat any kind of processed foods that don't contain micronutrients, and the body could still function. And the amazing thing is that people just don't drop dead at age 20. But they, of course, they gain weight, they become overweight and sickly, and by the time they're 60 years old, They have no physical capacity. They're losing their mental function. They're fatigued all the time. They're on multiple medications, and they're actually, shutting down their life's excitement and being fully active and involved and engaged in society. So I'm saying here is we have to change America. We have to put on our oxygen masks on ourselves first, and then we can help the other people on the plane. In other words, the point is that we have to earn great health ourselves, achieve an optimal weight, get rid of our medication needs, because then, and then we're able to fully perform in life and have a full influence on affecting other people and have good for other people for other around us, and to encourage them to maximally improve their life as well. And this is the only way we're going to be truly happy, get full pleasure out of life, and be able to have a good effect on other Americans, and to restore America back to a good economy again, because right now we're spending so much on health care that would prohibit us from ever being economically a world power or having a good economic life or having a good enough economy and way of life to support all of America when we have so many sick people we have to support because we're killing ourselves with the foods we're choosing to eat.
Thanks to Amy in Columbus and also Arthur in Worthington. We have $2,700 to go in the hour. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. Our thank you gift to you at the $195 pledge level. It's called The Incredible Health Combo, and there are two books, Three Steps to Incredible Health, Learn It, Live It, and You'll Love It, and also Three Steps to Incredible Health, Relish It in Your Kitchen. The Volume 1 book will teach you how to prevent disease by living healthy and eating healthy. The book describes the steps you need to take to learn, practice, and master the best possible self-care program. And it focuses on superior nutrition. The second book, the Volume 2 book, offers menu plans and more than 150 great recipes. Everybody knows I love recipe books. They're wonderful recipes. The book focuses on a high-nutrient diet. The recipes include smoothies, juices, and blended salads. Also get meal guides to healthy breakfasts, good-for-you main dishes, and even desserts. Yay! 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call if you would like to make your pledge right now. Show your support for public radio, 89.7 NPR News. You can also go online to WOSU.org. Make the call. Go online right now. It takes just a few minutes so you can get back to the program right away. Russell in Canal Winchester, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Russell.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, thanks.
I really get excited when people talk about what the doctor's talking about, because it is true. I mean, all the money that we spend on, the things that he was talking about is just amazing. One thing I found out with my wife, she's really reading these natural cure books, and I'll tell you, she was on acid reflux medication, and she drank some aloe juice, I think it was 4 ounces every evening, and then she would take apple cider vinegar, organic, and it cured her. She's not on medication anymore. Pretty amazing stuff.
Well, Russell, glad your wife has getting better. But
yeah,
keep in mind that any remedy was not going to result in a permanent cure unless a person removes the cause. It's like you hit yourself with a hammer in the hand every day. And then people are always looking for a remedy to get them to feel better, either medicinal, pharmacologically, or natural. And the point is, I'm trying to encourage people to live in a manner so they're not relying on remedies, treatments, doctors, whether alternative or conventional. And the problem is the problem eventually comes back again unless you take away the cause of that condition. And I want people to have the proper information so they know the cause of these conditions that Americans are suffering from, so they take control of their health destiny and simply don't have to be sick. Because the theme of the presentation, and of course my mission, is to tell people that it's unnatural to have a heart attack or a stroke. It's unnatural to have reflux and stomach pain like your wife did. It's unnatural to get demented, and it's unnatural to get breast cancer. And those just reflect ignorance with how the body works and meeting the body's needs for nutrients. Because when we do so, then we don't develop these diseases. We can win the war on breast cancer. We don't have the people developing kidney stones and reflux and running to the drugstore, popping pills every day. To give you an example, is take a guy like Ronnie Valentine, who after angioplasty and bypass surgery still couldn't breathe or walk half a block.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is a year later losing 140 pounds, no medications, no high blood pressure, no chest pains, no high cholesterol. The point is that these even life-threatening conditions are reversible because the body is a miraculous self-healing machine when we institute this proper environment for healing. and your wife did some good things that would help somewhat, and you know, may help her get better. In your case, she got, you know, surprisingly got totally better, but you know, but she should even learn more, because this is, because nutrition is exciting, and the potential of what this can do is extremely exciting for giving people, for putting people back in control of their health.
Thanks, Russell, for your call. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support right now. Thanks to Roger in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. $2,500 to go now. Thank you very much, Roger. Don't know if you're watching us on television or listening to us on the radio somewhere. We appreciate your support for Public Radio and 89.7 NPR News. I've been telling you about the Incredible Health Combo. It's our gift to you at the $195 pledge level. I've told you about the books. I was wondering, Dr. Furman, if you could tell us a little bit about the DVDs that come with it. There's the Incredible Health Library, a set of five DVDs, and then the Three Steps to Incredible Health DVD. What do people see in those?
Well, that, you know, that's exactly the point, Anne, is I left nothing out, because I felt if I'm going to put this package together, you know, to benefit public television, public radio, it's really critical here that the people don't get an incomplete package. They get everything they need to put this into action. So it includes, you know, three books, actually, two hardcover books and a softcover Get Started Now book, which is important, and the five DVDs, actually six DVDs, you know, the, right. My complete program with questions and answers, and, you know, reversing heart disease, the, you know, the skinning on fats, which is not about losing weight, actually. It's about the healthy fats versus unhealthy fats. The recipe DVD and cooking DVD showing how to make this food's taste gourmet and how to work it out so you're not cooking all the time. But, you know, in other words, how to make these great recipes, and I'm showing you how to cook them as well, the ones important ones in your kitchen. And, of course, you know, understanding about how you can win the war on cancer. And every one of these, every item in this package is important to the whole, to the success, to guarantee the success of people who really want this. So a person who wants to do this, and they're saying, and I want people to say, to take a stand, to say, yes, I don't want to have a heart attack. I'm not going to get a stroke in my life. I want to do what I'm supposed to do to take care of my health. And if Dr. Furman says it can taste great and give me more pleasure and not less pleasure in life, why not have a heart attack? Why not get cancer? Let's see what I can do right now. And so this is information we all have to have. And then, you know, the three-month web support, where people get to teleconferences, can view my Ask the Doctor forum, can read newsletters, you know, and in other words, customize it particularly for you, getting additional information that you might require to not just motivate and support you with thousands of people all over the world doing this with you, so you're not doing this alone, but also the support of my medical staff and myself, because maybe you have a particular condition or particular elements that make things unique to you that you need help with, maybe like kidney stone. Maybe you're a kidney stone former. Maybe you've got reflux, or maybe you have a certain issue like depression where you need extra help. What nutritionally would help me with my particular problem? The point here is I put together this very comprehensive package so people who support the station will have everything they need to put this into action. And it's, I think it's one of the most comprehensive gifts that, you know, that public broadcasting has ever put together or offered people for the support of the station. I'm really excited about this. I'm excited about offering this to people because I want them to be able to completely change their whole health with this package. And of course, support the station at the same time, which does such great work. And there's no other place where you can get information that's not commercially, non-commercial supported means it's not commercially influenced. And you can get information like you're getting today that's so important for people to get straight right into their lives and into their homes.
Thanks to Raymond in Columbus, we have $2,300 to go. I agree, the combo sounds like a great gift, not only for yourself, but for others for the holidays coming up. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your pledge right now for 89.7 NPR News. For All Sides with Ann Fisher, for yourself, for your health, and for your intellectual health. If you want to give us a call and speak with Dr. Furman, the number to call is 614-292-8513. And Joe in Dayton, you're on the air with Dr. Joel Furman. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is that genetically modified corn is approximately 80% of the food in the grocery store, and I want to know his opinion of it.
Well, thanks for calling in, Joe, and participating with the show. You know, here's the thing. I mean, certainly I am very concerned about genetically modified food, and the corn, certain, of course, now we're getting genetically modified corn not just for animal feed consumption, but also now we're making genetically modified corn straight for human consumption, which may have some, you know, predetermined, you know, pesticides or pesticide prevention built into the genetic code. So I'm concerned about that. But on the other hand, Joe, is that we're eating so much processed foods. 62% of the calories in the American diet are from processed foods, and that includes, you know, genetically modified soy and corn and white flour and all kinds of oils and wheats and sweets and corn syrup and all kinds of garbage people put in the body and food colorings and food additives. And we're saying here that people are you know, the body can't sustain this type of genetically, not just genetically modified, but it's refined foods where all the goodness, all the phytochemicals, all the lignins, all the micronutrients are processed out of the food. How do they think that the human body can sustain this onslaught? And it can't. We're degenerating our own genetic code through this. And we're going to see more rises in childhood cancers, and autoimmune conditions have flourished, and cancer rates are now skyrocketing all over the world. And right, we have to get back to eating natural foods grown in a natural way. And the point is that this is what this is all about. This is not only do we have access to bad food, but we have also have easier access to good food too. And we have access to good science, where we can know how to you know, what foods are the superfoods that arm the lining of the immune system. That are, you know, we have an immune system that lines right under the epithelial cells that line the digestive tract, that are a first line of defense. And that epithelial lining, that immune system that's so critical, is fueled by the consumption of green vegetables. And without eating broccoli and without eating Brussels sprouts or kale or lettuces, without eating green vegetables on a regular basis, we simply have an immature and non-functioning immune system that can't protect us against viral infections, can't protect us against the flus, can't protect us against bacteria that are now more dangerous and antibiotic resistant from given to, because there's so much antibiotics being fed to farm animals today, that we're living in a very dangerous potential environment, and people have to educate themselves in order to protect themselves. So, Joe, I appreciate the call, and it's all what we're talking about today. Is this information is critical that people learn about this, and that's why I'm on this mission to get all this information out, and I've created this, you know, the package here, you know, so people can learn all the information they need to adequately protect their precious health.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Our goal today is simple, to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. We appreciate any support you can afford. Think about what it's worth to you per day, per week. What if it went away? What would you pay to get it back? 1-866-897-9678. And in return for your pledge, we are offering you the 3 steps to incredible health combo at the $195 level. Support All Sides with Ann Fisher with one phone call right now, and you have done your part for the entire year. Make a gift of $195 right now and help us reach our goal. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Sarah in German Village, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
I really wanted to thank you for putting this information out there. I've always known a lot about nutrition, and I've always done my own cooking and felt that healthy foods were very important. But about a year ago, radically changed my own diet and have since lost 55 pounds. Really without trying, without any kind of special exercise, and it is really easy to do. You do have to be very committed, but I think one thing that you talked about that was so important are the cravings for bad foods, and I think once you start to take those out of your diet, especially carbohydrates, you lose those cravings. I always found that eating breads and sugars just made me hungrier in a few minutes. So, you know, eating high-quality proteins and vegetables, it fills you up, and it's really the key to getting rid of those cravings and changing your diet over years, not just temporarily.
Dr. Furman, you have a whole section about food addictions and the desire to overeat. What's your research and experience taught you about addictions to food?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the 3 steps to incredible health, the second step is removing food addictions and food cravings. And what I'm saying here is that undermines the failure of all diet systems, because when you eat a diet that's micronutrient deficient, the body builds up free radicals and other toxic metabolites that work in the body as if you were, it sounds crazy, but it's like as if we're snorting cocaine or smoking cigarettes, that we build up these toxins, then we try not to eat a few hours after the meal when we go into a, it's called the catabolic phase of the digestive cycle, when we're not digesting anymore, people immediately start to go through into a detox and feel shaky and weak and lightheaded and mentally confused and anxiety and headachy, and they have to eat food again, lest they feel too ill. So they're forced to overconsume calories to keep their energy up or to feel okay, because their body doesn't tolerate all these toxins when unless they're constantly in a digestive cycle, which when you digest food, it halts detoxification. So the caffeine addict doesn't get the caffeine addict while they're digesting. So people have to have oral mouth, you know, hand-to-mouth behavior all day long. They can't tolerate not eating because their body's micronutrient needs haven't been met, and they're built up. So the same diet style that builds up the toxicity that causes cancer, the toxicity itself leads to unrelenting food cravings and overeating behaviors. And what we're doing here and explaining about is that comprehensive nutritional adequacy, giving the body what it needs for maximizing its immune function, for protection against cancer, naturally lowers the desire to overeat on food, naturally gets you back in touch with the genetic and instinctual drives to eat the amount of calories we desire, we require, and we match together our desires with our requirements, and people don't have to be overfed anymore. You know, and of course, if people want to look up the research, my original research, which I think is changing the landscape of medicine and nutritional science, has been published in the November 10, 2010 issue of the nutrition of this medical journal called Nutrition Journal, and that's nutritionj.com, November 2010 issue, right, Furman in there. You know, and the point is that people can read and read this original, scientists and doctors can read this nutritional research. And the exciting thing about doctors and medical doctors, too, is they're embracing this program, they're buying the package, they're putting in their waiting rooms. Doctors, too, are disgruntled and disappointed that people continue to get sicker and sicker and more overweight. They want to see their patients get well, too. They want to get the encouragement and excitement of seeing people get off the medications and get rid of their diabetes. And I'm so excited about those thousands of physicians that are buying the program, using it in their practices, and giving me such supportive emails and contacts of saying that so many people that have supported this message and teaching it to are seeing such tremendous results. So thanks, Sarah, for your call and for being part of the show today and we want everybody in America to get their health, to have the option to have incredible health.
Thanks, Sarah, for that call. 1-866-897-9678. That's another call you can make to show your support. Right now, we have $2,100 to go, and I want to thank Brenda and Gregory and Danville for their support for 89.7 NPR News. Give what you can. We appreciate any amount to show your support. Cast your ballot for 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Gail and Bob and Gambier and also Pam in Westerville. We have $1,800 to go to reach our goal. Make the call 1-866-897-9678. And by the way, we have a nice group of Central Ohio volunteers waiting for your call right now, just a couple walls away from me. So keep them busy. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Dwight in the South Side, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Dwight.
Well, thank you. I think he's hit it on the nose about our choices and what we think. And I recently went into, a nitrate, anti-nitrate diet. I'm not taking in any red meat, and I'm concentrating on a variety of proteins, like eggplant and beans and chickens and fish. And I've lost from 261 down to 230, and it was real natural. Is that what you're talking about, those kind of decisions?
Absolutely, Dwight. We're talking about, you know, people learning the nutritional needs of the body and how the American diet doesn't meet those needs. And once you do meet the nutritional needs of the body, you know, you don't have to count calories and eat thimble-sized portions of food, because foods that are rich in nutrients have volume and fiber and fill you up. And you gave in a great example of eggplant and beans. And if you eat, let's just say, if you eat onions and mushrooms and beans and greens and eggplant and things like that, it gives you lots of fiber, lots of resistant starch, adequate protein. it gives you also a lot of micronutrients in the process. And these things curtail appetite and make you not want to eat. They're not giving a huge amount of calories. And here's the thing. Dwight, have you ever watched that television show called Gilligan's Island?
Dwight?
I haven't, but...
You never saw Gilligan's Island, no?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've seen Gilligan's Island, but the desire for sugar and bread since I've been doing it is non-existent.
Great. Well, thanks for the support. I was feeding you in, Dwight, for a joke, because I was going to say that.
I have.
You know, I was going to say that, you know, if you ever saw Gilligan's Island, I figured out through many years of study that's, you know, if you eat natural foods, you were shipped on an island, you ate natural foods and not processed foods, you wouldn't have overweight people around, because we'd get our nutrient needs when you wouldn't be forced to overeat, and that's how we know that Skipper never really lived on that island.
Yeah, he never changed his look, that's for sure. Thank you, Dwight, for that call. 1-866-897-9678. If you call that number, you can make your pledge of support right now to WOSU.org. If you call 614-292-8513, you can speak with our guest, Dr. Joel Furman. He's a family physician and also research director of the Nutritional Research Project. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Every day, All Sides brings you in-depth conversations with newsmakers and interesting people in our community. And now we're asking you to put a dollar value on the news and information you hear on All Sides. Dr. Joel Furman is our guest today, and his three steps to incredible health system will help you learn to eat smart and healthy. The books in this package are described as must-reads for anyone interested in personal health or the health of a loved one. Get the combo of two books, six DVDs, and more for $195. Go online to our secure server at WOSU.org or talk to our volunteers at 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour was $3,000, and we have just $1,500 to go. We're halfway there. To go in the next 23 minutes or 26 minutes, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Make that call right now and support 89.7 NPR News. Well, Dr. Joel Furman is on the air. It's like voting with your dollars and showing us that this topic is a topic that you care about. Support All Sides with Ann Fisher. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thank you very much for your support. Mary Alice in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Mary Alice.
Hi, I'm a member, and I really love your program.
Thank you.
And I found that fibers are really important for keeping my weight stable. 40 years ago, I became a vegetarian when I was in my early 20s, and I lost 40 pounds by doing that and cutting out the meat and garbagey food, and stayed super thin until, because I was a macrobiotic for a good part of that time. And I did start eating more animal protein when I started having children, but I gained weight in my mid 50s, and now I'm actually at my ideal weight.
You're at your what weight? I'm sorry.
My ideal weight.
Ideal weight. Okay.
I was underweight as a as a an adult earlier.
Mary Alice, what's your question?
Well, So I think that fiber is like super important. And when you eat like a vegetarian diet, and you really eat a vegetarian diet where you're eating lots of vegetables and things like whole grains, that balances your blood sugar, and then you don't have the cravings.
Well, thanks for your contribution, but that's really not quite the message we're saying here, Mary Alice. In other words, we're saying that it's more complicated than that. There are a lot of elements that makes food healthy, and they consist of, and in other words, there's resistant starch, there's fiber, there's glycemic index, there's micronutrient levels, there's nutrient density, there's healthy fatty acid balance. That it's not just simple to take one of those factors and say, oh, I'm calling up, I think the glycemic effect is the effect that we have to watch. Oh, I'm saying that the effect is that the amount of resistant starch. I'm saying it's fiber. I'm saying it's micronutrient density. I'm saying it's micronutrient adequacy. I'm saying it's the fatty acid profile. I'm saying, in other words, what I'm saying to you, Mary Alice, is that, sure, what you're making an excellent point, but that's not sufficient for people to understand the comprehensive nature and importance of nutrition, because with that message, you're saying they think they can take fiber or only eat high-fiber foods, and that's not enough for them to achieve competency in all aspects of cancer prevention and dementia prevention. In other words, do you realize, for example, that women who eat mushrooms every day have a 64% decreased risk of breast cancer? Now, mushrooms aren't a high-fiber food, but they contain aromatase inhibitors and angiogenesis inhibitors that have tremendous effects to prevent breast cancer that women should be aware of. So I'm just giving you a little another understanding that fiber is important, but we have to teach people all the important aspects of food so they can make the right decisions, not just pick one out and think that that's sufficient.
Thanks, Mary Alice, for that call. If you want to speak to our guest, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, Research Director of the Nutritional Research Project, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Dr. Fuhrman, we had a caller, left a message. He asked, what's the role of pure cocoa and dark chocolate in a healthy diet?
Well, you know, cocoa does contain certain polyphenols and other antioxidants that have beneficial effects on the body's immune function. However, when made into traditional candies and chocolate bar, they put in palm oil and butter fat and lots of sugar, and they make it into a junk food substance. So the answer is, you know, buy pure cocoa in a powder form and make it in, you know, and flavor your shakes with, you know, with pomegranate. And believe it or not, we mix together spinach and a banana and pomegranate and cocoa powder, and you make an incredibly delicious high antioxidant drink that can give you, you know, protection and flavor at the same time. We make delicious desserts, you know, delicious desserts like a chocolate cake made with unsweetened cocoa, made with whole grain flours and shredding into it beet and carrot and zucchini mixed in with a macadamia nut hemp seed crust made with vanilla and cocoa powder and dates. In other words, let's make a healthier version of those desserts. And to give people a rough and a delicious ice cream they can eat is, I love mango ice cream. I love to take frozen mango and whip it up in the blender with a little hemp milk and a few pieces of dried mango and maybe a little bit of a half a cup of dehydrated coconut mixed in, and whip it together into an incredibly delicious natural ice cream treat that people can have, you know. So in other words, what I'm doing here is showing people how they can take gourmet food and make it taste delicious, and they can eat it, enjoying it, know it's very healthy at the same time.
Thanks to Melanie in Lancaster and also David in Blue Ash, Ohio. We have $1,100 to go, 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. And Stephen in Pataskala, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Yes, Dr. Fuhrman, I'm glad to hear you talking about hemp in addition to other products, hemp seed. I wonder how much you can tell us about the benefits of hemp seed and the micronutrients therein. The cannabidiols and the cannabinoids are an essential part of our physiology. It's built into our genetic code, and hemp is one of those products that have this in terms of pain killing and so forth. I mean, there's a lot there that still hasn't been researched, and every day there's new stuff coming out. If you could speak on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
Well, thanks, Stephen, for the call. And yes, I mean, here, gives me an opportunity to state this term, and it says GOMS. GOMS, G-O-M-B-S. Write that down, everybody. G-O-M-B-S or G-O-M-B-B-S. And that stands for greens, onions, mushrooms, beans, berries, and seeds. The S is for seeds at the end. I'm putting together the protocol so people understand that if they mix together these superfoods or these super anti-cancer foods together, they work synergistically to dramatically heighten human immune function to protect us against cancer. And we can win the war on cancer. And the GOMBS stands for greens, like, you know, broccoli and string beans and artichokes and asparagus and Brussels sprouts, and, you know. And the O stands for onions. You know, studies show that there was a 17-country study that showed that onions supply over, you know, between 55 and 80% reduction in almost all major cancers. People eat onions on a regular basis. And B, G-O-M, mushrooms have tremendous anti-cancer effects with their lectins that attract to abnormal cells and label the immune system, which cells to attack. We see nutritional science has advanced so far that we can actually put together a diet style to maximize human immune function. And the B for beans and berries have, you know, the berries have resistant starch. I mean, the beans have resistant starch and other phenols. The berries have anthocyanins. And seeds, and Stephen was just bringing a point about seeds, and we're talking here about you were commenting on flax seeds and hemp seeds and chia seeds, pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds, and the beneficial omega fatty acids they contain, the beneficial lignans they contain to control estrogen production and to prevent cells from becoming abnormal and replicating. And they also have angiogenesis inhibitors in them that prevent the abnormal growth of red blood vessels from feeding the fat supply. Let me say that one more time. We're saying in beans, in berries, in seeds, and in green vegetables, there contain inhibitors that inhibit the deposition of fat on the body. In other words, it makes it hard for the body to store fat, and the same effects makes it difficult for the body to grow cancer cells and to feed cancer growth. So we're saying here that it's not just calories in and calories out. It's the right calories suppress your appetite. The right calories get rid of your food addictions. And the right calories prevent storage of fat and protect you against cancer at the same time. And as you eat more of these foods, you'll naturally desire less of the junk food, less of the foods you were craving in the past, and you'll overall have a reduced appetite and desire to overeat. And that's the secret of this program. So even, Stephen, you're mentioning hemp seeds, and in the process I'm trying to put together to magnify that to encompass all these superfoods that people should consider as part of a super and protective diet. So the whole point here is telling people how they can achieve incredible health.
Thank you, Stephen, for that call. We appreciate it. Thanks also to Mark in Columbus and Nancy in Cambridge. We have $950 to go and just about 13 minutes. So make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And every day All Sides brings you interesting conversations with fascinating people who are experts in their field. And just once a year, we ask you to put a value on that and make a pledge. Go to WOSU.org or call our volunteers at 1-866-897-9678. Our thank you gift to you this hour at the $195 level is the Three Steps to Incredible Health Combo. It includes two books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more. Call right now and remember that any gift of $60 or more entitles you to the WOSU member card, good for discounts at more than 200 area restaurants and attractions. Pick up this great combo for a pledge of $195. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Melissa and Powell and also Sue and Dave and Hilliard, we have just $650 to go in just about 12 minutes. Make the call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for your support. We appreciate it. Dr. Furman, you developed a food equation that has received a lot of success. What does H equals N divided by C mean?
Well, it means that H is your health, and it means your healthy life expectancy, not just how long you're going to live, but also the quality of your life in your later years. And just to make this clear is that America's have the worst H score, the worst healthy life expectancy score of all modern industrialized countries, as determined by the World Health Organization. Now, H equals N over C means that life expectancy score is dependent on the micronutrient or nutrient per calorie density of your diet. In other words, to have excellent health, to push the envelope of human longevity, for us to achieve lifespans approaching 95 years old or greater, we have to eat a diet with a higher micronutrient content per calorie. We should say a high nutrient bang per caloric buck. To do so, and we're finding out when we do this with animals, as they reduce their calories in a high nutrient environment, they're able to live 1.5 times longer. They can dramatically extend their lifespan. And we're starting to understand all the parameters that make for human lifespan extension nutritionally as well. And H equals N over C is a particular formula that I put together that helps explain it and clarifies one of the major factors there. And that is, once we identify these foods that are high in micronutrients, we could eat more of those foods to extend our lifespan. And once we identify foods that have no micronutrients in them, they just supply calories without a micronutrient load, well, we can understand how those foods that supply us with calories with no micronutrients, like white bread and bagels and salad oils, as we're eating those foods and sugar, it's not just not healthy. They actually create carcinogenic damage to the body setting the stage for cancer in our later life. So when you eat the bagel, when you eat the pasta, when you eat the, you know, the sugar cookies and all the drinks and the soft drinks and the junk food and the fast food, you're not just eating food that's not healthy. You're eating food that's causing damage and destruction to your genetic code. And we're so saying here that these foods are linked to higher rates of cancer. So critically, so we're talking here about a population of Americans that are committing suicide with food. And we have to stop this right away, immediately. And we're, because, you know, if somebody, if planes hit the World Trade Center and killed 3,000 people in one day needlessly, we're going to stop that from happening again, aren't we? We're going to work together to stop that. We're going to not going to be taken advantage, you know. Well, there are 3,000 people being killed needlessly every day, and there are weapons of mass destruction in every street corner, and we're committing suicide with food. It wouldn't be different if our food policy and the food diet style in America was created by the Taliban. So I'm saying, I know this sounds crazy, but I'm saying we've got to start improving the health of Americans, and we're not going to do it by legislating good health or who pays for it. We have to have people, individual people of all Americans, of all, you know, nationalities and economic groups, start to take charge of their health destiny and start to get in great health. And then we're going to together be a much more powerful, happy, and, you know, and wealthy, because your health is your greatest wealth. And then we can be have a better country when we all have better health. So we all got to band together and strive and help each other achieve better health.
Thanks to Tamara in New Albany, and thanks to Nancy in Worthington. We have just $500 left in this hour and just about a little over 8 minutes. Make that call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Make the call right now, and at the $195 pledge level, our gift to you is the 3 Steps to Incredible Health Combo. Includes 2 books, 6 DVDs, and a workbook, and more. Make the call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Email from Sarah, Dr. Furman. She says, first, I want to thank Dr. Furman for his commitment to helping people in their quests for improved health. My mother is a type 1 diabetic and asked her personal doctor for help in following Dr. Furman's suggestions and gave her doctor a copy of Dr. Furman's book. Her doctor read the book and, as a result, changed her own diet and is now, with feedback from Dr. Furman, assisting my mother in changing her diet and, therefore, her life. So far, she has lost about 25 pounds and reduced her intake of insulin and other medications. Second, would Dr. Furman feel comfortable discussing emotions and the role they play in a person's health? Dr. Furman?
Oh, that was a really lovely comment. Was it an email that came in?
It was an email, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. And It's so exciting because I'm getting so many doctors calling me, and they're actually thanking me for making this program available to their patients and stuff. So, and you know, and they're using it in their practices and seeing people come off medications, getting healthier and losing weight. And that's so fulfilling. And obviously, what's happening is I'm getting more interest in nutritional research and doing studies, you know, and getting more medical centers and medical doctors involved with wanting to study this and do more research with their patients. So very exciting part of, I think, of where we're heading in America, because I think we're spearheading or seeing a change in the way people are finally thinking about health and nutrition and medical care. Medical care in the past has just been seen by giving people drugs, and I think people are getting more excited about lifestyle medicine. And I really appreciate that email, Sarah. And yes, you're... I think the question was about emotions, and, you know, because what we're saying here that's a critical point here is because a lot of people, the science and the logic is not sufficient, because people make decisions based on feelings and emotions, and those feelings and emotions are intertwined with our physical discomfort that we get from food addictions. So the addictive symptoms, which create a high when you imbibe in things that are unhealthy, and a low when you feel shaky and weak and fatigued and headachy and disgruntled and anxious when you don't take it in, you know, it gets intertwined with emotional feelings, and the primitive brain attempts to protect its addictions because it protects itself from the change of anxiety. So it brings up a good point, because there are people out there listening who are thinking, you know, this sounds really good, but maybe it's not for me. I'm too overweight. I've tried diets. They failed for me in the past. I'm too addicted to food. It's too late for me. I'm too sick already. I don't like eating healthy food. I don't like vegetables. And here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that when we put this program together, we're addressing people just like you with those type of feelings and emotions. And and that's why the whole package is so important. DVDs, the website support, the books, the workbook. It's all put together to deal and solve the obstacles in your path. Not just the science, but also the emotions and feelings that have caused problems for you to succeed in prior attempts. So if you've checked out, you know, get back into the game. This is the right time. We've got the science that can make it work for you. And, you know, for those of you who say it's not for me or I could never do that or something or eat healthfully, well, let me say to you that, you know, when you think about the things you really can't do, I mean, because I can't, I'm not going in a nursing home after a stroke, you know, with half my body, you know, croaked out. I'm not going to be demented in my later years. I'm not doing that. And I'm not having a heart attack and my chest cut open. I'm not doing that either. And think about it. I'm not shooting up with needles, you know, and taking all these drugs that make me can't think straight or unable to, you know, all fatigue the rest of my life. Think about the things you really can't do. And now think about all these people who thought that they couldn't do it either, these thousands of people that have gotten their health back, succeeded, lost the weight, and are now are nutritarians, excited about achieving great health for the rest of their life, learning great-tasting recipes, and excited about living again for the first time in many, many years. So I'm saying it is for you out there. And don't think it's not for you and you can't do that. And thanks so much, Sarah, for bringing to the forefront that, to reminding me to talk about emotions and the difficulties and obstacles people have in making these changes and how it can be done and that we can address that and solve those and get people back into good health again with the right information.
Thanks to Donna in Columbus. We have just $300 to go this hour and just a little over 4 minutes. Make the call, 1-866-897-9678. Appreciate so much your show of support for WOSU 89.7 NPR News. And All Sides with Ann Fisher, really appreciate it. Appreciate all the great calls we've had today and the emails. Now it's time to show your support for the whole station, for 89.7 NPR News, and make the call and give what you can. At the $60 level, you become a member of WOSU, and you get our member card, which has discounts at some 200 area restaurants and other attractions in Central Ohio. And if you give at the $195 level, then we're talking something a little bit more elaborate. We're talking about the 3 Steps to Incredible Health Combo. It includes 2 books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more. Call right now, and remember that any gift of $60 or more entitles you to the WOSU member card. Good for all those discounts, but you can pick up that great combo for a pledge of $195. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Dr. Furman, we had a caller. She asked a question whether or not you could. It was Barb. She's asked whether you could. She said it sounds like the foods are more expensive. Can you use frozen organic vegetables?
Yes, of course people can use frozen foods. And, of course, there are a lot of healthy foods that are not expensive. And, of course, people can grow food, too. Like beans are not expensive. Greens and, like, zucchini and collards and things are expensive. Rices, like brown rice and wild rice, are not expensive. There's a lot of ways we can use frozen food and save food, buy foods when it's inexpensive in the summertime, and even freeze them and save them later in the year. So, yes, I mean, certainly this program can be done on a budget as well. I mean, also, when you're not addicted to food anymore and you're in good health, you don't require as much food. You feel satisfied with less calories, and you save money on your food bill. And think about all the money you're going to save on your health bill, because we spend 10 times more on health care today than we did 50 years ago in this country. But we spend one-third as much on food, of course. The point is that your food is very important, and let's get you out of spending so much on requiring medical care. That's the key, is get you to be healthy, and because that's the most important thing in your life, is to have your health.
We have met our goal, so let's exceed that goal by $500. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to all the wonderful listeners who have made the call. And in the case of those who have been able to show the support at the level of $195, showing support for their own health, showing support for the station, lots of good stuff going on there. We've met the goal. Let's exceed it now by $500. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. I want to thank our guest today, Dr. Joel Furman. Dr. Furman, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been illuminating, edifying, all that stuff, and the books are great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ann. My pleasure.
Dr. Joel Furman is a board-certified family physician, nutritional researcher, author, and TV host. His most recent venture is the Incredible Health Combo. It's our gift to you at the $195 giving level today. Show your support right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks so much for listening today. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Cooper & Elliott, a law firm dedicated to protecting the vulnerable, preserving the rights of citizens, and creating safer communities through the civil justice system. Online at CooperElliott.com.